Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, The Visit, Hospitality, Humility, and Hope.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Is this not one of the most beautiful, poignant, and powerful stories in the New Testament? The story of two Jewish women meeting, both with improbable pregnancies, one a not yet properly married younger woman, the other a thought to be barren older woman. The encounter, as I imagine it, bursts with vitality, hugging and kissing, laughing and crying, with exclamations of wonder and awe, of both affirmation and questions, and words of simple mutual welcome, one faith-filled woman to another, Mary, the mother-to-be of Jesus, and Elizabeth, the mother-to-be of John the Baptist. Elizabeth speaks almost all of the verses recorded in today's passage, and not quietly, because she is filled with the Holy Spirit. She lavishly and humbly blesses Mary and the child in her womb. She blesses Mary's extraordinary faith in God's promise to her. What we don't hear today is Mary's response to Elizabeth's blessings, her prophetic, resounding Magnificat. That song, so powerful in both its summation of the reign of her son and in the genuine humility of its proclaimer. The visitation of Mary and Elizabeth offers us a paradigm of the way we encounter each other, along with the way of God in our lives. Their encounter, their spirit of welcome and of loving service to one another, their spirit of hope in a dangerous time where they live, and their unassuming acceptance, no matter doubts and questions, but an acceptance of their hugely influential roles as mothers of sons who will forever change the world. Their whole story here bears an uncanny timeliness for us. We live in a highly inhospitable, arrogant, and despairing historical moment. I think particularly of the social and political climate surrounding immigrants and immigration. Here in the United States, immigrant families are living in justifiable fear, anxiety, and despair under cruel and credible government threats of massive deportation and family separation. Mary and Elizabeth move toward each other. Our society inclines in the other direction, away from each other. A culture of exclusivity. In one place, Pope Francis names this indifference to our vulnerable sisters and brothers. In another place, he calls it anesthesia of the heart. I recently heard the president of Caritas Ukraine, Tatiana Sonichi, in a taped dialogue at Georgetown University say this: "We are created to be with one another. We are created for the encounter. We are created to be gift to one another. It is the way we find fullness in life." Mary and Elizabeth know that. They model it for us in their visitation, a counter sign for our present day culture. They call us to stand with them in working in whatever ways we can to create conditions needed for loving encounter in human relationships wherever we are, and for a welcoming culture, a humble, hope-filled climate. In short, they invite us to live out what might be called a spirituality of visitation. Blessed Christmas to all.